Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's October 2012. The Medicare Part D coverage gap occurs in the time between coverage periods, when 100% of drug costs fall to beneficiaries. The discount program aims to help beneficiaries with their prescription drug costs during this period. A group led by John Dickin, a director in GAO's healthcare team, recently reviewed the oversight of this program and its impact on brand-name drug prices. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with John to learn more.
What is the coverage gap in Medicare Part D, and how does the discount program aim to address it?
Since the Medicare prescription drug program started in 2006, there has been this coverage gap, or what's maybe more informally known as the donut hole. And basically that means that individuals who are getting prescription drug coverage will have coverage for the first amount of money that they spend. In 2011, it's up to about $2,800 of drug costs. And then after that, they have to pay the full cost of their drugs until they reach a higher limit, over $6,000, in which case the coverage picks up again under the plan. So the 2010 healthcare reform law, known as the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, include provisions that would try to reduce that coverage gap. And the first and biggest step was to have manufacturers pay 50% discount so that when individuals go to get drugs that would have already been in that coverage gap, the manufacturer's paying half the cost and the individual only has to pay the other half.
And your team in this report looked at how the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid oversees the discount program. What did you find there?
Right. Really, the role for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is to ensure that those discounts are applied accurately and so that when the individual does go to the pharmacy, ensures they have a number of checks of what the claims are, so that they make sure that the individual's plan, Part D plan, actually applied the discount when they actually purchase a brand name drug and when they really are in the coverage gap. And then they make sure that retrospectively the manufacturer is reimbursing those Part D plans for their share of the 50% discount. So CMS goes through a number of checks of those claims to make sure that all those steps have been followed.
You also spoke with drug manufacturers and other stakeholders about their views of the effects of the program. Can you talk about what you learned in those conversations?
Right. The different stakeholders, drug manufacturers, as well as the sponsors of the Part D plans, had somewhat different perspectives on kind of what some of the effects of the coverage of the discount program could be. By and large, the manufacturers felt that it was not resulting in any changes in prices or rebates or the use of drugs. But some of the Part D plan sponsors felt that it was contributing to the overall increase in drug prices, that if manufacturers are giving a big discount on drugs, that they may have an incentive to increase prices. And so some of the Part D plan sponsors and their associated pharmacy benefit managers were concerned that that might be happening.
And on that question, you looked at the actual trends in prices for brand name drugs before and after the program began. What did you find?
Really, we were trying to isolate whether the discount program could have resulted in increase in costs. And so we looked at drugs that were resulting a lot of the expenditures for people who were in the coverage gap and then compared that as a benchmark to drugs that were used by people who never reached that coverage gap. And found that really both before and after the implementation of the program in 2011, the trends for those prices were very similar. So that did not provide any evidence that there were higher increases in costs for those drugs that are used in the coverage gap than those that are used before people reach the coverage gap.
Finally, for taxpayers interested in the affordability of prescription drugs, what's the bottom line here?
Well, overall, I think it's really good news for taxpayers and for Medicare beneficiaries. This is a program that doesn't cost taxpayers directly because manufacturers are paying the discount. It's not a government discount that's being paid. Beneficiaries are paying less for their drugs when they're in the coverage gap. And CMS's report then 2011, 3.7 million beneficiaries had reached that coverage gap and were benefiting from this discount program with an average benefit of about $613 per beneficiary. So our findings that did not seem to be resulting in higher drug costs is good news for both taxpayers and for beneficiaries. But there still is the overall concern about rising drug costs as we saw that costs continue to increase 9 or 13% per year.
To learn more, visit GAO.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.